Don't be vanilla. That was the parting advice from the business coach I worked with as I was forming Social Change Nation 3 years ago. The basic message there is that the world is full of these bland businesses that just serve customers without ever really having any kind of flavor to them. They never take stands, never take the big risks, and are always careful to be politically correct. Change Nation, today I'm going to be completely honest and transparent with you. I haven't done a very good job of heeding my coach's advice. You know just as well as I do that our world is deeply unjust. The social ills we confront are massive. The entrenched interests that want business as usual, they're stronger than ever. And through all of this, I'm sad to say that I have been silent. Now, yes, I've taught you how to launch a social venture that makes a dollar and a difference. Yes, I talk about how business is transforming, but never once have I really taken a stand for something greater than all of us. Never once have I taken on the man and told him that we will fight business as usual. But that ends today. Today and every day that follows, I refuse to be vanilla. I will speak out. I will act against the injustices that we face, and I will leverage every bit of this movement at Social Change Nation to challenge entrenched ideas. Our new beginning starts now. And it starts with this. I am putting every bit of Social Change Nation's muscle behind our not being vanilla. Okay, so right now you might be asking yourself, why, Josh? What's inspired this? I mean, this is great, but what's brought all this up? Well, a couple things, and there's one big thing that I'll be talking about a fair bit on this podcast and in an article this week, but the biggest thing is that I want you to understand, I want us to understand that the most impactful movements have flavor. They speak truth to power. And I want you to understand that true change means that you're going to wind up stepping on some people's toes. And I don't want us to be afraid of that anymore. Now, that's on me at some level because I've allowed Social Change Nation to become somewhat silent on some of these issues. But that's not going to happen anymore. And here's what has really sparked this and gotten me hot and bothered around this. I realized that I was staying silent on an issue that is impacting my country deeply right now. And it matters deeply to me, and it should matter deeply to you too. It's about refugees, specifically. That was the thing that sparked this. It's about what's going on with refugees in my country, in the United States, and how my president and his administration have barred them from getting in. And it's really that has sparked what I'm talking about here. So this week, I wrote an article that I won't go into too much detail on the article. I want you to read that because it really breaks down how this issue became such a hot button issue for me, my background in it, and why I think what my country is doing right now regarding refugees is fundamentally wrong. So I want you to read that. I break it down. But in this podcast, I want to speak specifically to you. I want to implore you not to be vanilla as a social entrepreneur. And I want to inspire you and talk to you about some practical ways on how you cannot be afraid when you're speaking the truth. And I want you to also understand at the end of this podcast why our movement depends on you getting out and speaking truth, why our movement depends on your not being vanilla. So let's talk about what it means to not be vanilla. And this is what I want you to do in your movement. I want you to weave this through every fabric of your social venture. And I want you to hold me accountable as I try to do a better job of doing that here at Social Change Nation. So here's what it means to not be vanilla. It means you're always speaking the truth. You're not afraid of upsetting somebody. You want to know a truth about us and social entrepreneurship? We're fundamentally changing the way business and social change operate. You don't think we're going to piss some people off and ruffle a few feathers? We're going to step on some toes. That's just the way that this goes, so get used to it and speak boldly when you know you speak the truth. That's how you don't be vanilla. Not being vanilla is really the only way to spark change. Now, I'm not giving you license to be an ass, but I am saying that you need to have some spunk, some pizzazz, some chutzpah to really move the needle on anything that you're working with in social entrepreneurship. Not being vanilla also means that you're an action taker. It means that you don't just comment on Facebook. You don't just talk to friends about what pisses you off and the social injustices that get to you. You get out and you take action against soulless businesses. And you take action against social injustice. You take action on the things that matter and the things that piss you off. That's what it means to not be vanilla. And those are ways that you can start doing this right now in your own movement. Stop being afraid of being politically correct. Stop being afraid of upsetting people. We are going to do that. If you know the truth and you know your heart and you know your why, get out and speak it boldly. And I'm speaking to myself just as much as I'm speaking to you, by the way, because that is just something that I've not done nearly the job that I wanted to with Social Change Nation. But like I said, that ends today. And here's how I am going to personally end it on my end. And I hope that my example will inspire you to think of some practical ways that you can do it on yours. So the first thing I'm going to do, as I mentioned, the thing that sparked all of this for me was the refugee policies that my country started pursuing over the last several weeks. So you'll read in the article that I have a history of volunteering with refugee families. I've done that for quite some time. I'm going to get back with really working deeply with refugee families for a few hours per month. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because when I did that, when I've done that, for a refugee family that comes into the U.S., for example, everyday things for us, like getting a driver's license, finding an apartment, getting a utility bill, that kind of thing, those are incredibly daunting for them for a lot of reasons, but, you know, if for no other reason than the cultural differences. So by U.S. citizens volunteering for a few hours per month with a refugee family to help with little things like that, the difference that that can make in their lives is huge. Because it just helps them navigate the culture. It shows them that they have a friend in the country. That's something that I used to do a lot more of that I really want to dig back into. And so that is one thing that I'm going to do. Another thing that I'm doing, I'm sharing that article with you this week that really breaks down what I think is fundamentally wrong with what my country is doing right now and how I think we can fix that. The other thing that I'm going to do, I am going to endeavor to hire well-qualified refugees in Social Change Nation as we grow. But the only way I can do that is that I have to keep growing social change and build a sustainable movement. So that's something that I want you to hold me accountable on. I've said that this is something I'm going to do. And so if you don't see me doing it or taking steps in that direction, I want you to call me out. I don't want you to be vanilla with me either, by the way. Now, on that same token, I'm going to hold all of you accountable as well. Anyone that's in our movement here at Social Change Nation, no more flavorless businesses. I want you to ask yourself how you're not going to be vanilla. How are you going to take the shit that pisses you off about the world and turn that into action? That's what we're going to talk about here at Social Change Nation, and that is what I am going to really hold everyone, including myself, here accountable for. All right. Enough said on that. Let's go ahead and close out today's podcast with just a few questions from the Change Nation community. The last thing, though, I would just encourage you to read that article I have this week on refugees. You can find that right on our homepage at socialchangenation.com. It's going to be the featured blog post there, and it'll really detail some of my specific thoughts around this refugee issue, and I think that'll give you an even better idea of what inspired this Don't Be Vanilla podcast. But now let's go ahead and get to your questions here. And by the way, if you have questions for me on this podcast, you can always shoot them to me at josh@socialchangenation.com, and I will get to those questions for you right here on the podcast. I'll also, you know, if you'd like me to, mention your name, mention your company, anything like that, I'd be glad to do that. Or just answer your question anonymously. Either way is fine. Just let me know in your email. So the first question we have today comes from Stephanie from the Impact Project. And she asks, how do I not lose the passion for the cause? Well, I'm in the process of building a business. Well, Stephanie, the first thing is that you, I hope this is understood here in Change Nation, but you have to be working on something that you're deeply passionate about. That's really the only, I mean, business is tough. Social entrepreneurship's even tougher. You're going to get your nose bloodied. You're going to run into all kinds of obstacles. A lot of times the only way you get through is that passion. That's the only thing that keeps you going. And that passion comes from developing a deep understanding of your why. And so on Social Change Nation, you would see a lot of articles if you go back into our archive where I talk about crafting your why, how to do that, and that kind of thing. So I've written a lot on that, so I won't go too deep into that. But the point is, you have to have a deep and profound why that has strong meaning for you. And that's really the well of your passion. So you want to think deep about why you're doing what you're doing. You know, what is the social cause that you care so deeply about that it keeps you up at night? You know, what pisses you off about the world that so badly that you can't help but do something about it? You know, another thing to think about on this is what in your past work has lit you on fire. I usually find when I coach new social entrepreneurs that there's something in their background, you know. So for me, just I'll give you my example. A lot of what inspired my conversation today about refugees and not being vanilla, that was about volunteer work that I've done with refugees for quite some time. So that's part of my personal background that has had a deep and profound meaning and impact for me. And so that really informs a lot of what I do. And so thinking about something like that in your own life is really, really important to find that well of your why and your passion for why you do what you do. And it's really only by finding that why that you'll be able to keep going through all the ups and downs that come with running any business. So thanks, Stephanie, for your question on that. Stephanie also asks if it's more difficult to grow a social entrepreneurship than a regular business with a triple bottom line. So my answer to that is that yes, it's more difficult to grow a social entrepreneur's business, but it's infinitely more worth it. So the key to remember, though, is that even though you're a social entrepreneur, you still have to build a great business that stands on its own. So you've heard me talk a lot here on the podcast and on Social Change Nation about Mission Belt. They make belts that I wear every day, and they have a unique competitive advantage in that their belts, they essentially zip into place, and so they have a unique fit every time, which, you know, for you guys out there, us guys out there, and maybe gals have the problem too, I don't know, but anyway, for me anyway, whenever I wore a belt with holes, it always seemed like the hole I wanted was like right between the two holes that they'd actually put there, so the belt was either too loose or too tight, right? Well, Mission Belt has solved that because it just zips into place. It's got kind of a cool locking mechanism, but you don't even hardly notice on the front anyway. Anyway, it locks right into place, perfect fit every time. That's a unique competitive advantage. That's a unique business thing that they have going on. They also have a licensing deal with college sports teams and that kind of thing, allowing them to feature these teams on those buckles, on their belt buckles. So that's cool. And so that all results in a unique competitive advantage for Mission Belt. But Mission Belt doesn't have the word mission in its name for nothing. Because you see, they also give $1 for every belt sold to Kiva, which we talk about them a lot too. That's an organization that makes microloans in the developing world. Now, the point I'm making to you is that Mission Belt has an awesome business, but they also have that awesome social mission. And so, yeah. Is it more difficult for them to build that brand out? Absolutely. You know, is it more difficult for them in terms of accounting, profitability, that kind of thing, giving that dollar, which, by the way, on their belts, giving $1 away, that's a huge, actually a very big percentage of their profit margin, because their profit margin, your profit margin just in general on belts is not that big, right? So that's a big step for them and a big cost to their business, but it's worth it because it's fundamentally where their hearts are at. Right, and that's what I want for you too, but just understand the reality of that situation. And the last piece to note on this is that millennials are a major customer segment nowadays with a lot of buying power. Data shows that they'll pay more for cause-minded products and demonstrate more loyalty to socially conscious brands. So I'm not saying that any of this means that you can get away with a bad product or business model, but you know, Stephanie, to answer your question, what I think this shows is that even though, yes, social entrepreneurship is more difficult and there are more moving parts and there are more things that we need to do, in the first place, I really believe that, it's not just that I believe it. I say that to be a social entrepreneur, you have to have a genuine and heartfelt why that drives what you're doing, right? Like, you wouldn't have this business if it weren't for your social costs. So that's got to be first and foremost. But the second piece, that in and of itself should make it worth it. But secondly to that, from a business standpoint, millennials are demanding this. Your customers are demanding this. They're demanding that you do it. And so as any good business, you should honor that, even if it is tougher, or even if it is more work. So, all right, those are our questions for today. That's all I have on the docket as well. So keeping us right at about 16 minutes, hopefully good for just a short little commute in. I'm trying to focus these podcasts down as best I can. But again, if you have any other questions, I'll always list those on the podcast. Just shoot me an email at josh@socialchangenation.com. with your question and how you'd like me to give you a shout out, or if you want to be anonymous, either way is fine. Thanks for tuning in, Social Change Nation, and keep it real out there.